You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to this episode of the Daily Vet Life podcast, where we chat with equine veterinarians about the cases they've worked on in their clinics. I'm your host, Alex Beckstedt, Editorial Director of Equimanagement, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Monty McInturf and Dr. Allison Stewart about Mojo, a Grand Prix show jumper who had made a full recovery after emergency colic surgery. This episode of the Daily Vet Life podcast is brought to you by DECRA. Dr. McInturf is the president and co-owner of Tennessee Equine Hospital. He has served on the AAEP Board of Directors, Foundation Advisory Council, and Equine Welfare and Nominating Committees. His veterinary specialties include sports medicine, lameness, and wellness. His colleague, Dr. Stewart, is a boarded large animal surgeon at Tennessee Equine Hospital, where she enjoys helping owners with critical equine cases. She has published extensive research on stem cell therapy, synovial structures, arthroscopy, tendon injuries, and much more, and has spoken at veterinary conferences around the world. Thank you, Dr. McInturf and Dr. Stewart, for joining us today.
Thank you, Alexandra. This is great to be here.
Thank you. It is great to be here, and I appreciate the invitation.
Well, I'm certainly excited to hear about Mojo and his journey back to health. It sounds like a pretty inspiring case. Dr. McInturf, can you give me some background about this horse and how he ended up at Tennessee Equine Hospital?
Yeah, so Mojo is a 7-year-old gelding that was imported back in the spring of 2025. And he was imported to a farm in the Memphis area. We have a satellite hospital down around Memphis. And so I go down there quite a bit and care for him. Our local team there cares for him. And he just showed so much potential. He showed all summer and was doing wonderfully. And one night we got a call at our satellite hospital in Memphis that he was colicking. And he was colicking pretty significantly. They had administered Vantamine there on the farm and he wasn't responding. And so they shot him straight to the facility where Dr. Rush, one of our satellite veterinarians, met him and gave care and did our standard medical care. And he just wasn't responding appropriately. And so she contacted the main hospital, which is just south of Nashville, and said, "Hey, look, I'm transferring this horse over." And that's when Dr. Allison got involved. And I was kind of, as the horse was colicking, I wasn't there, but I was talking to the local doctor who works on our team. And I'm just so thankful that they brought the horse to the urgent care facility and then transferred it to the main hospital. And that's when Allison took over. So that was in September of 2025, about 4 or 5 months after he came to America, and he was competing at that time.
And so, Dr. Stewart, can you kind of walk us through what you saw when you started working with Mojo and your surgical approach to this case?
Absolutely. Mojo was a very promising horse in his career as a jumper. And we absolutely wanted to manage him medically, if at all possible. And he was originally referred to the main hospital with the thought that if he happened to need surgery, he would be right there and we could take him straight to surgery if medical management continued to not work. So our initial efforts were at, you know, trying not to take him to surgery, stabilizing him and trying to keep him comfortable. So his owners are one of the nicest people I've met, and they were very involved in his management and care and worked with us every step of the way. We actually have facilities on site that owners and interns can stay, particularly if someone has an accident nearby, there's a facility for them to stay with us. So they stayed on premise, and we initially treated him medically further. He had a gas-distended large colon, and he was initially responsive to pain management. Over the course of 24 hours, he became less and less responsive and deteriorated with time. So at that point, after a lot of discussion, we elected to do an abdominal exploratory for him.
And so when you opened him up, what did you find?
So when we opened him, we found an impaction that was concrete-like in the pelvic flexure. It appeared to be almost like a mineralization. So we did end up having to do a pelvic flexure enterotomy and empty the large colon, and then just reposition his large colon back into normal position. So he recovered very, very nicely from surgery. He was a very young, fit horse. And the owner, Michael, again, was there every step of the way in the recovery phase.
And one comment I'd like to make, Alexandra, is, you know, the horse got a lot of fluids. They ran a lot of fluids at the West Hospital, and then we ran a lot of fluids here. So we work hard to try to super hydrate these impactions, and hopefully they're going to resolve themselves. And this one wasn't resolving. And when we get a horse that is not responding to pain management and is not resolving, and we're kind of left with a decision. And that's kind of where we got to.
Is that kind of where the window for medical management is like definitively closed?
If I can speak to that, essentially what we do is we try to use some scientific parameters to decide how are they doing. Heart rate is a really good indication if they're not responding to medical management. So if their heart rate is starting to climb instead of staying steady and low, and then if they become more distended and we can't manage their pain, that's when they move from the phase of, okay, we really feel comfortable and confident managing this medically, to they're starting to get into the border of, okay, we really do need to open him and see what's going on.
And so one thing there, I mean, we also use blood work, like all the veterinarians in the field. We use lactate and all the different parameters on blood that we look at. But really, heart rate and pain management, I mean, those are big ones. If you can't stabilize that cardiovascular system and stabilize the horse's comfort, you know something's on the edge and trying to deteriorate. So that's, and no one, I can tell you, none of us, I didn't want the horse to go to surgery. The owners didn't want it to go to surgery. None of us wanted to get this horse to go to surgery, because the fear of surgery in an athlete is that, hey, maybe his career's over, right? I mean, that's a fear that owners have. And one exciting thing about this story is, you know, his career wasn't over. That's one of the take homes. And it really helped. I've been practicing 35 years, but just seeing it, I say that all the time, but actually seeing it and have the horse quickly come back and be the champion just brings me joy.
Calling all equine veterinarians. Are you tired of feeling like you're on an island when it comes to caring for your patients? Dechra Veterinary Products is here to bridge that gap. They understand the challenges you face. That's why they offer a comprehensive line of high-quality products like Zycosan and Osphos, and empower you to offer your patients cutting-edge therapies like ProVet APC. They're not just a supplier, though. Dechra provides ongoing training and support to help you stay ahead of the curve and deliver the best possible care. Visit www.dechra-us.com to discover how Dechra can be your partner in equine health.
So let's go back a bit and then walk us through the post-operative recovery process and the rehab and what it took to get him back to performance.
So our standard post-operative recovery is usually we have an abdominal bandage on them. We have them on IV antibiotics and usually IV fluids for the first day. And then we gradually reintroduce feed over the next 24 to 48 hours and slowly wean them off IV antibiotics. And in his case, we actually did some red light therapy on his incision, and we do ice of their feet if we're at all concerned that they, you know, we want to protect their feet from laminitis. So he did get ice therapy of his feet. He got slow reintroduction of feed. He kept an abdominal bandage on, and we did the laser or the red light therapy on his incision. And then after 5 to 7 days, we typically take them off antibiotics, IVs. They're on full feed, And then they're ready to transfer when we're no longer doing anything that they can't do at home. They're ready to transfer to home. I believe at this point, he went to an intermediate rehab center just for standard management with more red light therapy if they felt they needed it. Our standard post-op colics usually leave the hospital anywhere from 5 to 7 days, sometimes 10 if they're really sick. And then they typically have 1 month of stall rest with hand walking for the incision. And then they have 1 month of turnout by themselves in a small paddock, again, for the incision at this point to heal. And then the last month, they can be turned out into a large paddock by themselves. So it's really 3 months before they can start to go back to riding and beginning to get fit again and compete.
Yeah, it seems like that might be a hard balance to strike between resting these athletes and recovering from surgery and also trying to get them fit and back to the ring. What sort of guidance did you give his owners during this time?
Well, the 3 month post colic surgery rehab period is pretty standard for everybody. And, you know, it's sort of amazing. I'm still amazed that a suture can hold the body wall of such a big horse. And it goes back to, in most instances, you might see a scar, but you can't even tell that they had surgery. So usually it's just gradual reintroduction to exercise and just
I can speak to what he did probably towards the end of the third month. He was doing some aqua tread and then he began swimming and he did about 30 days of that. And then by the fourth month, they were on the horse doing ground poles, doing things to help lift the abdomen and strengthen those abdominal muscles. And the Cameron and Michael did a great job doing a lot of flat work a month four and five. So that would take us into the first of the year. He started jumping a little bit lightly around month six, and he won that Grand Prix in April of the following year. So it was about 8 months post-op that he was the champion in a $50,000 Grand Prix. So they took it slow and really worked on his core and strengthened his core muscles. And like Allison saying, the suture held him initially and this body wall healed beautifully. One thing Dr. Allison and our team does is they use a lot of what we call belly bands, which help to support. It's like a bandage that helps to support the abdomen. And that's so key to help prevent hernias. And you might want to speak to that, Allison.
The bandage postoperatively just helps protect the incision. Like the primary job is, the horses are in a pretty heavily contaminated environment compared to humans, right? So the post-op bandage is protective in that regard, but it also does provide significant support if they should need it. And so usually I will keep them bandaged until it's time for a skin staple removal. So, and then the skin's completely healed. And then at that point, it's really an assessment of, does the incision need more support? Traditionally, if it's healing normally and healing well, you don't need support beyond that time period. It's as protective as it is supportive. In some instances, it's needed, but for Mojo, not at all. Just protection.
Oh, that's great. So going forward, do you have any concerns about recurring colic in this horse? Or is that just something you're going to monitor?
So I'm happy to speak to that, as well as Dr. McInturf can speak as well. What I would say is every month they get further out, the less likely they are to have any complications from repeat colic. And a large colon problem usually is in the 80 to 90% success rate. Some would quote even higher than that for not having a repeat colic episode. So large colon is pretty safe. Small intestine is more in the 60 to 80% range. But I would be surprised if he has a recurrent problem at this point.
Yeah, so in this situation, we've discussed that fully. And when he's horse showing, he's on things to prevent stomach ulceration or colonic ulceration. But the big thing we're doing is making sure he's getting electrolytes and make sure he's drinking properly, because this situation arose after he had trailered a ways to the farm, and it was a couple of days after he had just returned home. that this kind of crisis occurred, right? So when horses are traveling, a lot of times they don't drink sufficiently. And so we have some electrolyte paste and other things we do to kind of help stimulate them to drink. And monitoring their water intake is so very important. But he hadn't had any, knock on wood, he hadn't had any problems since this episode. And he's competing this summer now on the East Coast and doing really well. So it's just a feel-good story to see him come and come back strong. It hadn't even been a year yet. It'll be a year from his surgery in September of this year. So he's come back strong. I've seen other horses race and compete following surgery and come back quickly, but having one come back and win just makes it more fun.
Yeah. Have you gotten to see him compete?
Oh yeah. I've seen him compete here in Franklin. We have an A-rated show here. He'll be back here this September competing. He's been up in Lexington competing. He's been in Ocala. He's been in, I think, Aiken, Tryon. He's been all around the Southeast. Yeah, he's doing great.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I would say for our part, we were super excited to see it because they were just a great pair.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of dedication from the owner, both to the sport and his horse. It's heartwarming to see.
That is great to see.
Yeah. I wish owners could know that. I mean, if we can get these horses early enough and keep them hydrated, we can save them. I mean, it's the horses that don't get an opportunity or they wait to the last minute to transport them to a surgical facility. Those are the ones that don't do well and have a lot of complications. So I don't know. It's if surgery is an option, get the horse close to somewhere where it can have surgery. I guess that's the take home. We don't have a surgical facility in Memphis. It's 2.5 hours away. So it's the closest place would be Mississippi State or us. And they chose to come to us. And we're thankful for that. We're on Mojo's team now.
Well, Dr. McInturf, was there anything else that stood out about this case to you?
You know, it's just the thing I'd just like to say is if a horse has got the potential to be a champion or a quality athlete, surgery is not going to prevent that. So, you know, when you're talking to your customers about surgery, a lot of times it can enhance their performance by making them healthy and happy. So that's scary. Surgery is a scary thing. And don't be afraid.
I agree.
Yeah. Dr. Stewart, is there anything else about this case that you'd want to point out or share or that stood out to you?
I think before surgery, we knew this horse's potential as an athlete was outstanding. And I think, you know, that is partly what scares people about surgery. But like Dr. McInturf said, there's nothing that will preclude them from going back to doing what they do. There's always a risk, but if they're at the facility and you have to do surgery, then it's the right thing.
Yeah. And I'd like to say that the rehab that the owners did, I mean, we can make prescriptions and we're a part of how they need to handle it, but they handled it right. I mean, they worked with, you know, with our directions, and they worked with their local veterinarians wherever they were to monitor his condition, and kind of a team effort. It's not just us. I mean, it took a lot of people, and it still does, to keep this horse going.
Well, I think you bring up a good point too, that the importance of owner compliance in the success of these outcomes.
For sure. It's key.
Yeah.
Key. Hey,
Mojo's owners were outstanding in that
big
regard.
Time. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Stewart. Thank you, Dr. McInturf, for coming on to share this case with us. Now I'm a fan of Mojo too. I'm going to have to follow his competition record.
Please.
Yeah. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of Daily Vet Life. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks to DECRA for their support.